Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nancy Jutton, your business bio expert and Get Known to Get Paid mentor, welcoming you all to the BioWow What Now call, which is the third live training that is part of your Bye Bye Boring Bio Worldwide Get Your Story Done workshop experience. I don't know about you, but I am just bursting my buttons with pride to see the engagement on Facebook, the story transformations in such a short period of time, and the confidence and the clarity and the conviction that everyone has come forth to experience and welcome just in a few short weeks. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just beyond my ability to express my enthusiasm and my pride at the action taking that's going on in this group. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I see we have quite a few folks joining us already. We have Donna Bell and Lisa Cherney, our special guest, and Andrea Isaacs. And over here on the webcast, we have lots and lots of folks joining us from all points around the world. We even have Fanny from Switzerland. Isn't that amazing? So what are we going to do today? I'll tell you. We are going to learn the next steps to take to share your story to attract the clients and the speaking gigs and the joint venture partners and the other wonderful media opportunities that you are so worthy of and that you so deserve. And because I know some of you are still needing some help with your messaging magic, at the end of the call, I will happily take your questions and answers and provide some bio booster shots for people who are still needing the healing. As always, participation packs a punch, so yes, there will be opportunities to get real help and to ask questions. As a reminder, if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand by selecting star 2 when I invite those opportunities to ask. And if you're on the web, there's a web form you can use, and you just type in your name and your email address and type in the details of your question. And if you have a link to the bio that's online that you want me to look at, I'll happily look at it, and that makes it nice and easy. If you would like to send me your bio by email, just to make sure I get it, you can send it to nancy@nsjmktg.com. That seems to be the email that works the best for this particular purpose. So I'm going to say that again, nancy@nsjmktg.com. And I'll take a look at it. So today we have a very special VIP guest joining us for today's call, and her name is Lisa Cherney, and she is known as the Juicy Marketing Expert. And I remember a number of years ago when I read her bio online, I reached out to her and said, I am so impressed with the business that you've created, and your bio is totally turning my head, and I want to be friends with you, I want to be joint venture partners with you, and most importantly, I want to see how I can support your success. And I don't know if you remember that, Lisa, but that's what started it for us, and since then, you've grown tremendously in your influence, your impact, your income, in guiding tens of thousands of people to get to six figures fast on their own terms, and I've grown tremendously, and now we've become co-collaborators and friends and colleagues, and here we are in this beautiful photo sitting together with the amazing Justin Livingston in San Diego. So I'm so delighted that you're here. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here, and I love being with friends that we get to evolve together and then do business together and hang out together. And that to me is kind of what being an entrepreneur is all about, that freedom, you know, to be, you know, to not have to work for a boss that you don't like and serve people in a company that you don't like, and to be able to really be in charge of how you play. So this is such a great example of that, Nancy.
Well, I'm just, you know, one of the things that I'm so excited about and one of the things I teach my clients is that none of us achieve success alone. And when you can find the right fit partners around the world who have complementary work, where when you join forces together, you can make an even bigger difference, that you should make that the highest possible priority in your tool chest, because that's where the greatest impact can be made with the most speed and ease. And so the fact that you are the juicy marketing expert that guides people to achieve six figures on their own terms, and I'm the person that's the business bio expert, it's just a value add without competing. And I just think that's so great. So there's a powerful learning opportunity for whoever, everyone on the call, that when you take an abundant attitude, nothing but abundance is yours. And so, you know, what we've been doing the last couple weeks, Lisa, is we've been getting people's bios ready for prime time so that people can say yes to the right opportunities and look like they're totally ready for them in perfect timing. And so already people have made tremendous transformations. And what I know you know from the work you do with your clients and your tribe, that once people get to that level of clarity, there's a whole lot of shifting that goes on. So why don't you talk about what happens for people in your experience and some of the powerful teaching you wanted to pass along to folks in that regard?
The thing that's really been a key way to share my message is to distinguish between marketing strategy and marketing message. And I think that, you know, you and I are in that camp of marketing message and helping people to really be who they are and represent all of who they are in what they put out there. And when I talk about marketing message, I say that it's marketing ground zero. And I say that because I feel like sometimes people don't spend enough time getting clarity. And I even call it sometimes, Nancy, like drive-by niche-picking syndrome, you know? You know, just like, you know, they're working with someone that says, okay, well, you know, we're going to be teaching you this strategy thing, this Facebook thing, this writing articles thing, this speaking thing, this teleclass thing, and you know what? Pick something so we can move on to, you know, the strategy. And the strategy and the doing is so much of who we are as human, you know, human being versus human doing. We're so inclined to always go to the activity, thinking that that's going to create action, that it really does take some conscious intention and awareness to say, you know what, my message is the piece that I actually need to make all this other stuff work. So that's where you're looking at the webinar. It says message clarity is marketing ground zero, and it's because message clarity dictates three things. And this is so like duh, but you know, it's the kind of thing that I started to really focus on because it does wake people up in a way to think that, you know what, message clarity, the words I use in my marketing, if when that's clear, three things happen. One is, so you know what words to use in your marketing, because that would be kind of handy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you teach people how to talk about who they are and their experience and their bio. And then, you know, where I come in, I think, is, you know, really taking that out into the bigger online and offline message with, you know, websites and social media and opt-in pages and emails and all of that. And when you have marketing clarity, you know what words to use in your marketing. It's kind of silly to think about that, but some people don't have marketing clarity and they still think that they should know what to say when they sit down to write an email or when they go to update their web page. The other thing that marketing clarity brings you, the gift it brings you, is it tells you where to go to market, like where to show up. There's a million networking meetings and a million online, you know, forums and groups and a million places to advertise and a million places to speak and there's a million places to go out and do strategy and you know be in places where your ideal clients are. So if you have clarity, then you know where to go. And you know, like you, Nancy, I'm all about like quality of life and family, and I don't want to have to be going everywhere kind of seeing what sticks. I want to be really laser focused. So I'm all about helping people get that focus so that they could have, I call it their marketing strategy sweet spot, which we talk about this a lot at the Six Figures on Your Terms event that that folks will get as part of that package with you. And you know, it's the sweet spot is having that clarity, knowing who your ideal clients are and knowing where to go to find them, and having it be like so laser focused that it takes a fraction of your time so that you can have time to do other things.
So could I
the
ask
third
a
thing
que- well before
yes,
you
please.
Get to the third thing, I wanted to ask
yes.
a question. You know, on mm-hmm. this call we have workshop leaders, we have raw food coaches, we have clear your clutter experts, we have authors of books, transformational books. And I know you've dealt with people that are like this in your world for a long, long time. Is there an example that comes to mind from someone that you've been working with recently who didn't have clarity, who got clarity, who all of a sudden knew that this networking group was the place where she needed to be and that this message was going to be right? I'm just wondering if you could just share like an anecdote from a very recent client experience so people can anchor this into something that could get them really excited.
So one of the best examples I have is my work with a chiropractor. And that the chiropractor represents somebody whose work could help almost everybody on the planet, you know, like a lot of people. And it's the mission-driven entrepreneur whose work really does apply to most people that struggles the most, right? A chiropractor can really help everyone. Any kind of healer can really help everyone. A business coach can really help all business owners. You know, life coach could really help all people with a life or get a life. You know, there's this sort of epidemic in business owner, you know, business owners, mission-driven business owners, that their thing, their raw food coach, their all the things you mentioned, the professional organizer, can really help everybody. So the chiropractor represents that. And when I met this chiropractor, Greg, he said, I said, who's your ideal client? And he said, anybody with a spine. And that was really cute, right? But
yeah,
but not
I
narrow,
like that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyone with a spine. It's like kind of his cute answer. But when I started really talking with him, I said, well, does that mean that you work with people that don't quite believe in chiropractic? And he said, no, my God, that's such a challenge because I have to keep kind of educating them. And I said, okay, well, does that mean that you work with people that don't really take responsibility for their health and kind of want you to fix them? Oh, no, I can't stand that. You know, then they don't get what they need. I said, well, does that mean you want to work with people that, you know, only want to use their insurance and don't really see the value of, you know, paying for services and they just leave? And now he's really looking at me like, who is this chick, right? And I'm
right.
Short. Nancy and I definitely have a height different thing going on. And I'm a little lady. And he's like looking down at me like, who are you? Because his cute anybody with a spine thing was being questioned. And so we started to work together because he was completely burnt out. He was working 6 days a week. He had two daughters, and one was in dance and one was in soccer, and he was never able to go to their things. And he was spending about $52,000 a year in all things marketing. He was at malls with a booth, and he was sending out a ton of coupons for free massages, and he had billboards, and he had all this stuff. And when we started working together, we realized that his ideal client after, you know, and this is one of the things I specialize in is really helping people unravel this, I call it multiple ideal client personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just in me saying that, people can resonate. Oh, yeah, I have that. You know, it is that kind of wanting to help lots of different people and feeling scattered in your marketing. Mm-hmm. So when we diagnosed his multiple ideal client personality disorder, we realized that, you know, one of the descriptions, which is a pretty extensive description of your ideal client, but one of the description was people that really wanted to take charge of their health and wellness was a really big priority for them. And as soon as we got clear that that was one of the central things, we immediately realized that being at malls and sending out coupons for massages and about 75% of the things he was doing were not in alignment with him attracting his ideal client. So we realized that him putting on wellness seminars, educational wellness seminars in his office and then advertising those was going to be his marketing strategy sweet spot. And he cut his budget from $52,000 a year for marketing to about $12,000 for the year. He doubled his price because now he was taking a stand for the wellness client, and he was the wellness doctor, and people really valued that. So he was able to cut his patient load, and I got a thank you note from his wife. Because now he was able to take his daughter to dance and go to the Saturday soccer games, and he was so much happier and fulfilled. And his practice was full of people that really got what he was doing and weren't there just to get fixed and weren't there to, you know, just use their 12 sessions with their insurance company and walk away before they really got what they came for. And it just completely changed his life. And he told me later that he was actually about to quit chiropractic before he met me. So that was pretty fulfilling.
That is such a wonderful example, and I just love there's so many people who are in this program that we're teaching today that have been struggling with multiple client disorder, identification disorder, whatever you call
MICPD.
It.
MICPD, yes. Multiple Ideal Client Personality Disorder.
Yes, and what's been really nice to see is that people have actually gotten a lot clearer about what that is, and now they're getting really excited about serving them because they know that if they narrow their focus, they can actually serve more of the right people and charge a premium for the privilege, which I believe is one of the things that you were going to also talk about. So I just wanted to weave in that example. So go ahead.
Thank you for inviting me I was kind of feeling like I have to get this all in my little time that I have here. So I appreciate inserting the story because those are always so fun to share. So I want to talk about how it creates value, and I want to cover the third thing that you get when you have clarity, which is it really helps to determine if they buy or not. So when you have marketing message clarity, it dictates the words you use in your marketing, where you go to market, and if they buy or not. Mm-hmm. So check in and see if you have message clarity, your website, online and offline. So this isn't just, people are so focused online, Nancy, these days. It's like, well, what is it that you say to people when you meet them? And they're like, do you hate that question? So what do you do? Like, mm-hmm. if you're struggling there, that's a marketing message issue, and it's all about that authentic marketing voice and getting clarity. And when you do it, it really supports you in all these ways. So, yeah, let's move on to that next piece that I wanted to share.
Okay, all right.
Because, so I want everybody just to ask themselves this, and maybe you could post in the Facebook group, your answers. Would you charge more if you had more confidence describing what you do? Mm-hmm. Would you charge more?
Oh, let me just go to the phone and see. Hit *2 if you would charge more. Hit *2 if you agree with that. Oh, look at it's all lighting up.
Yeah.
I would charge more.
It's such a simple awareness. Like, yes, I would raise my fees. I would charge more. I would have more confidence around that if I could describe what I did better. And then so it's like, okay, great, let's get you that confidence so that you can stand behind the transformation that you're delivering. Because if you're here in Nancy's group, I know that you are an expert at what you do, that you change lives, that you make a difference, that people that walk away from having worked with you will never be the same again, and what you do is of value.
Amen.
And if, right, amen. And if that doesn't get translated beautifully and authentically in a juicy way into your marketing, people don't know it. They don't hear it from you when you're talking to them. That includes in your marketing, right? And they don't see it when they go to your site, and they don't hear it when you stand up at a networking meeting. So just to build on that, also I have on here, you won't feel your value and charge what you are worth without the words. Plus, when they hear, these potential clients, right, when they hear how their life or their business will change, they will find the money. And really, it's all about people finding the money. It's not about them having the money. And when we go deep into the ideal client work, which you do at Six Figures on Your Terms, and we help you really unravel where you're going to focus, you find it's not about people having money, because that doesn't mean they're going to spend it on you. Right? Mm-hmm. We just assume if they have a budget for XYZ, well, then you're going to get it. But they're not going to get it unless they see the value, and that's really up to you to communicate. So we call them juicy benefits, and it's one of the marketing message pieces we go deep into when I get to work with people. And so they will find the money when you really have those words. So check in to see if this is a piece, that's missing for you. And I would love to serve you in this way and help you really build on the solid foundation that you've created here with Nancy, and it would just be super fun.
Well, and we've done some of this work already in the first couple of weeks, where I've asked people to go beyond inner peace and some of the soft benefits that are important to get to the juicy, specific, terrific details that clients actually experience in their lives and work, because they cross paths with that particular service provider or expert. And already I see people standing into their confidence and feeling really powerful. And that's why this call is called Bio Wow, What Now, and why I wanted to introduce them to you, because one of the things that I have learned in my journey is that when I go to live events where people are invested in their success and serious about learning and being totally immersed in the content, not only does it become like organic to them, but they end up meeting people that they're going to do business with, that they're going to joint venture with, that they're going to call them to think bigger and go bigger faster. And that's why in the program I'll be inviting people to say yes to today, I have been fortunate to twist your arm to make something of yours available as part of the bundle. So would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I know that you're gonna get to it later, and this is the period of time that I had available, which I'm so glad I did. And, you know, what I want to share is about this three-day experience that I've created called Six Figures on Your Terms, Full-Time Prosperity, Part-Time Hours. And we start with the marketing message piece of things, and then we go into how to create that six-figure business on your terms, like business model kinds of stuff. We have this cool anchor store business model that we teach, which really helps you get clear on what your offer is, and of course then how to talk about your offer and how to structure your business in a way that's really going to serve you. We teach about creating group programs and how to, you know, soulful sell. And it's just this beautiful up-level environment that is created. And I'm just excited about the folks that decide to make a bigger investment in themselves through you, Nancy, and to be able to gift them with this $2,000 value. It's a $1,997 ticket. And if you go to the website about the event, you're going to see that that's the value of the event. So it's not like, you know, something that I'm giving away willy-nilly at all. And I'm super excited about it, and we've even made it juicier by the folks that do invest in more work with Nancy and get this event that's included. The first bunch of folks, I think it's 22, we decided will register their ticket. So you go and you go to the special link for Nancy, which she'll give you, and you register your ticket. Like you say, I'm coming, I'm registering my ticket. You're actually going to get a coaching session right away with one of my Juicy Marketing coaches. So that's an incentive for when you invest in yourself and you up-level your commitment to your work with Nancy and you decide to take advantage of that event, that you have another, you know, more support that you're going to get along the way. And we'll get you started right away, actually, with the multiple ideal client personality disorder work, because people love that. So as soon as you get register your ticket, you get access to that, which is pretty cool. So Nancy will talk more about it later. And
there's one other thing that they all should know.
Yeah.
Is that
okay.
I do, I know you have to fly, but I wanted to say that I am going to be there too. And
yes.
I'm going to be in the house, and anybody that's struggling with their multiple client disorder or whatever, their message muddle and their story struggle, and they want to actually belly up to the Nancy Lisa bar, I'm going to be in the house. And so it'll be an opportunity for us to.
You spoke like you just speak in poetry. Belly up to the Nancy and Lisa bar. I just got this total visual.
Well, yeah, it would be very cute. It's the tall and the short of it. Because what are you, about 5'2", maybe?
5 foot nothing.
and every bit of it quality. So
yes.
So Lisa, so just to recap, I will be making an invitation for folks to join me in the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart today. And for the first 22 people to say yes, they get a VIP ticket for Juicy Marketing Six-Figure Prosperity on Your Terms in November, and they get a $500 strategy session with one of your Juicy Marketing coaches to reward them for taking fast action. Is that correct?
That is correct. So
they also get the templates to cure their multiple client disorder.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's very
good.
You got
it. You got it. So that means when people upgrade and work with you, that's the first 22 people that take action to redeem their tickets. You got to go right away to the link that Nancy's going to give you and redeem your ticket, and then the first 22 folks will get that one-on-one juicy coaching session, the ticket to the event, and the multiple ideal client personality disorder template.
Can I just say thank you so much for being so generous with my tribe? I am honored and delighted and thrilled and I believe you're empowering everyone to take a big leap forward so they can achieve the success that's in their heart's desire. And I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your very busy day. I know you're at the airport picking up important people. So,
my oldest and dearest friend from seventh grade.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? That is so wonderful. So can I just say thank you for being here and for being so generous? And I can't wait to play with you in November in beautiful Long Beach, correct?
Yes, yes. You are so welcome. And I have to tell you that as a direct result of being clear about who my ideal clients are, I know where to put myself out on a limb and give away stuff to the right people at the right time because I'm so clear about who my people are. And I know that you guys listening are. And so I'm happy to extend that ticket to six figures on your terms with full confidence and enthusiasm.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you in November, and I can't wait to introduce you to the 22 perfect fast action takers who are going to be there with us. It's going to be a great, great, juicy time.
It's going to be awesome, and enjoy your rest of your training. I saw what she has prepared for you. It's hot, hot, hot. Don't miss a minute.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and
okay.
we'll
bye
see
bye
you
bye-bye, everybody.
Soon. Okay, bye. Oh, that's so great. I'm so excited she was able to join us. And so now on with the show. I've got some fabulous content I want to share that's going to allow you to go beyond the bio. But I also want to start with recognition. You know, last week I challenged you all to get your stories done and to send me your before and after examples to show me the transformation. And I was just wowed by the level of commitment and the level of magic that was woven into your stories. And so I'm happy to provide some recognition to you today. The top stories, before and after submissions, are from Fanny Ritz Mills, Nadine Hope, Susan Blaze, Ty Pittman, Nina Durfee, Andrea Isaacs, and Donna Bell. Congratulations. And you're probably wondering, what's going to happen now? Well, already I posted the before and after transformations in the private Facebook group, so everyone who's enrolled in the program can have access to see what you started with and what you ended with in just two quick weeks. And I just want everybody to be inspired. I was on the Facebook page today, and I was so delighted to read some of the wonderful compliments and, you know, raves that people were sharing as you are lighting the way for others who are just getting started to do this work, because you've already gotten to such a level of clarity in identifying your ideal client, what transformation you bring about for those folks, and why you are the best available athlete. So what's going to happen now? Well, I'm going to start showcasing your stories on my blog and my social media. So if you are on this list, Fanny, Nadine, Susan, Ty, Nina, Andrea, and Donna, if you have not provided a juicy, delicious testimonial that I could add to your comments, I would love for you to do that. You can just send me an email. Or when the bios are posted online, you can chime in and just share an authentic comment about what it meant to you to make this transformation. But my fondest hope is that with my influence on social media, that more people will see, hear, and celebrate you and be in a position to compensate you for your winning ways as the experts that you are. So congratulations for taking inspired action. We are now going to skip ahead a few slides to talk about what do you do now when you have a bio that rocks. So we're going to talk about bio, wow, what now. Many of you have created a manifesto bio that's you created from client attracting template number 3. And it's a really yummy, delicious place to start because it tells your whole story as is relevant and congruent to the outcome that you want. Now what's important to do is to isolate the bits and pieces from that longer story to create mini messages that you can post in other places so that you are saying who you are and why you're swell in the right-sized manner to suit your needs and your outcomes. So, for example, there's an About Me page on your website. There's a home page. There's your speaker sheet. if you're serious about becoming a Rockstar JV partner, there's a page you might offer to showcase your joint venture qualifications. If you're writing articles or blogs, you might have a bio box at the end of your article. If you're doing press releases to build big buzz for your news across the global media, you're going to need a boilerplate paragraph at the end of your press release so people can know who you are and why you're swell. And then, of course, there's all of your social media profiles. So what I thought would be useful and instructive would be for me to, you know, talk about why does this matter. Well, number one, why does this matter is because you want to be ready for opportunity whenever it knocks. You need to have the confidence that you're showing up like a rock star everywhere potential clients and decision makers can find you. If you say you're one thing on LinkedIn and another thing on Facebook, it creates a disconnect for the person who's evaluating you, and it may cause them to run in the opposite direction. So that's why this matters. You want to be consistent across all platforms so your ideal person can find you, refer you, hire you, and recommend you. This is why this matters. So I thought it would be helpful for you to have some resources to get inspired, because if you want to do things in a world-class way, you want to follow the example of someone who really works hard to be world-class, and that is certainly my intention in everything that I do. You know, it wasn't so long ago that I didn't even know what joint venture meant, and now I'm being sought after by some of the biggest names in the coaching and training world to joint venture with them, people like Alex Mondozian and Christian Michelson and Lisa Cherney and Tommy Wolf and people whose names you would recognize. Well, how did I get invited to the big kids table? I started acting like a big kid as soon as I could gain the confidence to do so. So if you were to visit partnerwithnancy.com, you will see that I have an entire page there dedicated to inviting joint venture partners to be intoxicated at the prospect of joint venturing with me. 3 years ago, none of this proof was in place, but today it is firmly clear. And so what I would like you to do is take a look at this page and see how I articulate my standards, my boundaries, my expectations, my results. See the kinds of comments that joint venture partners have said about me. And then what I want you to do is say to yourself, how can I get on this path as soon as possible to have what Nancy's having for myself? Because if I had one thing to tell you of all the ways that I build the buzz about my brand, my expertise, my work, joint ventures have been the grand slam, the granddaddy of them all. And having a way to show up like a rock star has made all the difference for people standing in line asking to joint venture with me. So if you go to partnerwithnancy.com, you can see how I do it so you can dream and start taking action to create the same kind of thing for yourself. Many of you are speakers, and I know Nina Durfee is a speaker, and she's serious about doing lots of teleseminars and webinars and live events where she can showcase her Wisdom Well retreat expertise to a much wider audience. Well, I'm a speaker too, and I am a huge advocate of you creating a beautiful speaker sheet, two pages front and back, that's beautifully branded, that lets people know what do you speak about, what do people say about you as a speaker, where have you spoken before, and a brief statement of what qualifies you to deliver this magic. You'll see on my speaker sheet on the slides, there's this image of me in a hot pink coat and there's all these media logos around it. Boy, if getting known and getting paid is my expertise, a picture speaks a thousand words. At the very bottom of the second sheet is the call to action. Nancy travels from Seattle to deliver her content to appreciative audiences worldwide. If you are looking for an example of a speaker sheet around which to model your own, this one's working really, really well for me, and you're welcome to adapt the style of it to your own benefit. All I would ask you to do is to get it done so that you can be ready when someone invites you to speak. I'll never forget the time that someone was referred me to speak somewhere. It was one of those big events where lots of people were doing breakout sessions, and someone said, you've been highly referred. We're thinking we'd like you to do a breakout session. And I wrote back to her and I said, I'm honored to be asked, and how about I share with you a link to my speaker video and my speaker sheet so you can determine if I am a perfect fit for your needs. She called me back and she said, we were thinking you would be our breakout session leader, but after seeing your video and reading about what you speak about, we would like to extend an invitation for you to be our keynote speaker. And then she said, what are your requirements? Oh my gosh, what are your requirements? So I pulled from air, I threw out this ridiculous figure and let the silence be golden. And she said, yes, we can do that. And it was a four-figure gig and a fabulous opportunity. That is what being ready is all about. So if you do not yet have a speaker sheet and speaking on bigger stages is a priority, your assignment is to use this or other examples that you find fabulous and create one for yourself. The next thing that you see here on the slides is a bio box for article submissions. Many of you probably know that I got interviewed by Alex Mondozian, the Warren Buffett of internet marketing, about 2 weeks ago for a Google Hangout. What a fantastic opportunity. Well, within minutes of the interview concluding, the editor of Billionaire Mentor magazine reached out to me in a private message on Facebook, and he said, loved your Hangout. You were awesome. I publish a magazine. Would you be a columnist for our magazine? Billionaire Mentor magazine. I said, I'd be delighted. What topic would serve you? He says, elaborate on the bio topic. It couldn't be any better. Within 2 days, my article was in his hand with this bio box. Business bio expert and Get Known to Get Paid mentor Nancy Jutton shows business owners how to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. And then the call to action. At the end, Nancy is carrying the flag for the Better Business Bio Revolution and invites you to join her. Start first by downloading your copy of Heal Your Boring Business Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now at marketingonline.com/betterbio. The readers of Billionaire Mentor magazine are going to go there in droves, and I'm going to make lots of new friends, fans, and followers. What would happen for you if you delivered a teleseminar or a webinar and you did it in a rock star way and the right people were listening and someone reached out and said, wow, that was great. Can you submit an article and how quickly can you get it to me? Would you be ready? So another assignment for you, Bio Wow What Now? Create a bio box for your article submission so the next time somebody asks you for an article, you are ready to go. Because I looked like a rock star to this particular person, and he's already invited me back. One good thing leads to another if you approach it from the winner's gate right out of the box. Okay. Now, I'm a publicist. I'm a big fan of publicity. And really, one of the ways I win all the joint venture leaderboard contests that I enter is because I do press releases at the start and the end of every launch. Because this is something that I can do that a lot of people can't do or choose not to do that really is that secret differentiator that sets me apart from the rest. So here again, at the end of your press releases, you just want to say something briefly about yourself so that they know who you are, what qualifies you, and most importantly, the call to action at the end. To book Jutton to present this workshop live or by webinar for associations, conventions, and conferences, call this number or send email here. I want my press releases to result in the right people calling me to do the thing I most want to do. And I want your press releases to do the same. Hope that makes sense. So there's so many ways that you can share your message. And like Lisa was saying, you can get overwhelmed and overworked, going in all different kinds of directions, not getting anywhere very fast. It seems like every other day someone's saying, buy our Facebook advertising program, or joint venture with me, or I should start a newsletter, or write press releases, or do story pitches, or write a blog, or get interviewed on a telesummit, or write a lot of articles. There's so many things you can do. And it's all good. And getting out there is a beautiful thing. And what I believe and want you to hear is that you have to do something. You know, why does it matter that you share your message? Because if you don't share your message, you're going to be invisible, and that rarely pays off. It's really important to get out there. So how are you going to go beyond the bio to build a bigger platform for your expertise, your message, so more of the right people will come to you? Well, this is something that I believe in my heart, my head, and my gut. I believe that you can get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated as the expert you are today, and that you can do it in your own best way. This is really, really important. I know that, you know, many of you know me pretty well, and you know that I'm somewhat introverted, and I'm not necessarily Tarzan on a stage, and I'm not going to go, you know, screaming into the night about why I'm, you know, this is not my style. So I have a much more artistic and scholarly way of being, and I embrace that. So how do I find, what are my five best ways? Well, I want to tell you what my five best ways are, because if you're just starting out in your journey and you want to get to success faster, and maybe you're a little introverted, a scholarly, you know, maybe you're a little bit like me and will be inspired by what it is that I've done, I want to share with you how I've done it. Joint ventures and strategic alliances are by far my favorite, most productive, fruitful fuel for the success I enjoy today. Because none of us has success alone. We join forces with other people of like mind, and we can reach more people in a bigger way with a more complete solution than we can beat the drum by ourselves. My second favorite way to get known and build the buzz about expertise of my own is what I call jewels in the crown networking. What do I mean by that? Jewels in the crown networking means that I've identified who my ideal client is, and I've identified the events and the organizations where these people regularly attend, and that there's a fee for people to pay in order to go to the event. Why do I go to events like this? Because people that pay to go to events also invest in themselves and their success. I have spent plenty of time at the free event finding other people who were also at the free event, and everybody's trading time for dollars and trading services and bartering and doing this sort of thing. That's okay, but that's not for me. I want to be in a successful, aspirational environment with people who care about what they're doing, who are investing in their success, who are committed to lifelong learning, because I love to be in that setting. I love to pay attention to who's on the stages at those settings, and here's what I mean by jewels in the crown. You know how I said I was a little bit introverted? Me going into a room of 200 or 300 people was a little bit overwhelming. So my coping strategy is to do my homework about the speakers before I get there, and to identify the top three speakers or breakout session leaders or panelists that are going to be in the house, and to find my way to their lunch table or their bar table and to introduce myself to them and to let them know that I have seen, heard, and paid attention to them before I even got there, so I can have a meaningful conversation. Because I know that when I pay attention to those people and demonstrate that I have taken a genuine interest in them, that I will find a way to make it work out in a winning way beyond what any of us could have ever imagined. And that has been a very powerful strategy that I highly endorse, because that's how I've met Lisa Cherney, that's how I've met Tommy Wolf, that's how I've met Bill Barron, that's how I met Alex Mondozian, Callan Rush, all the people, Christian Michelson, all of these people are people that I met at live events where I got the opportunity to turn their head in some compelling way, and we became colleagues. Then we became friends, and we became joint venture partners, and now we're dancing into the future with prosperity and confidence. So that is another of my favorite ways. Another of my favorite and most influential ways is speaking by teleclass, webinar, or live. So whether I'm creating my own event in my own backyard, or my own event from a teleclass, a webinar, or I'm contributing to a telesummit by invitation, I love to do that. And why is that? Because I have a topic that a lot of people are interested in, and I can deliver it from the comfort of my own home in my yoga pants behind my computer or getting all dressed up to go if that's my choice. But if I can deliver my message one to many, if there's 1,000 people in the audience, maybe 30% of the audience will love what they heard so much that they'll want to opt in to receive my free gift. And then I'll get a chance to stay in relationship with those people and invite them to go into relationship with me through an investment that makes sense to deliver a transformation that they desire. Did I start out as a public speaker? No. As a matter of fact, I like to tell people that when I started out, I had hold on to the podium, stare at my notes, and pray for the presentation to be over disease. But I had a mentor that said, if I truly was serious about succeeding, I had to learn to speak with confidence. And so over the last dozen years, I've made it a practice along the path to mastery to get better at it. And I'm still working at it, trying to get better at it. And I'm getting better every day on the path to mastery. The journey is as important to me as the destination, but speaking is very powerful, very persuasive. And I'm sure it doesn't come as any surprise to you that publicity is a powerful tool in the shed for me. After all, I've been a publicist for most of my life, a newspaper writer, a journalist. So in my scholarly, artistic way, I can weave words together to make them newsworthy so that the major media will pay attention. And you know what? I can teach you how to do that, too. The other of my favorite things to do is my newsletter. I have an electronic newsletter that I send out to my community several times a month, and I share useful tips, strategies, stories, anecdotes, and resources to create relationship with my tribe. The thing about having a newsletter, and this is the thing I really want you to hear, is that the more people that are opting in to be part of your newsletter, the greater the likelihood that you're going to be making a greater income. I remember hearing someone say on a teleclass that if you have 10,000 people on your newsletter list, that could easily equate to $10,000 a month in recurring income. Isn't that an astounding thought? And you know what? Here I am all these many years later, and as of today, I have 16,820 people on my newsletter list, and I love them, and I treasure them, and I provide for them, and I do the best I can for them. And I can absolutely tell you that there is a very strong correlation to the number of people on your newsletter list to the amount of money I bring in every month. What if that was your situation? So often people worry about building their list later, and I want you to think about building your list now, because if nobody's listening to you, you are stuck at the front door, and that is a tragedy, especially for the change makers and the change agents and the transformational authors and the people that we have in this program. I really want you to build your list, and I have a couple of ideas about how you can do that. So with these five things being my favorite, most productive, results-generating, buzz-building approaches that I have made a well-formed habit in my business to create multiple six-figure success, you can take the easy path and say, if they are good enough for Nancy, they're good enough for me, and I want to do them too. Or you could ask yourself, check in with your heart, your head, your gut, and your skill set, and ask yourself, what are going to be your best approaches? And I want you to make them a well-formed habit. Jack Canfield, who wrote the Success Principles, said, practice the rule of five. Take five steps closer towards your goal every day, and you will soon achieve it. I think he also said something like, even if you take five swipes of an axe to a tree, the biggest tree in the forest, at some point that tree is going to come down. So when you all decided to be part of the Get Your Story Done workshop, you received the 147 powerful ways to boost your business and build the buzz about your business through the power of free publicity. If you are early in your journey and you do not know what your top five things are going to be, in the time it takes you to drink a really good cup of tea or coffee, you can breeze through these tips booklets and you can choose the five that have your heart palpitating. And then I want you to start doing them and taking action with them, because if you take action, results will happen. If you do nothing, nothing will happen. There are other tools that I provided for you as part of your Get Known to Get Paid, your worldwide workshop. Of course, you got your copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio, you got the tips booklets, you got the Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid workbook, and there were some additional audio files that were provided to you. I want you now that you have a story that you love and you're confident in your message and you're confident in your people and you're confident in your transformation, hopefully you're thinking, heck, I'm going to charge more now because I'm worth it and I'm going to narrow my focus to those activities that make sense for me to reach those people and I'm going to take action to make it so. That's what I want you to do. So now all of a sudden those other tools that might have felt like overwhelm before, now they should be treasured bedside reading because if you take action and choose the five things that you want to do and make them a well-formed habit, you will achieve success. It's just putting your blinders on and running for the roses because that has been my approach all along, and if you want it bad enough, that will be yours as well. So I already said that lead attraction is really, really important. So that brings me to another question that I want to ask you. Do you have an irresistible free gift to offer so that when people land on an opt-in page or your website, you have a way to capture their email address? If your answer is no, today's the day that I want you to change your answer and take action to create something intoxicatingly relevant and congruent so that you can start growing your list, growing your impact, and consequently growing your income. I know a lot of folks that I've been corresponding with in this program have told me that they really were fussing about their websites and getting their websites perfect. And I totally appreciate that because I'm an artist myself and I want my website to be nice as well. If I had it to do over again and I wanted to get to success a whole lot faster, you know what I would have done first? I would have created what's called a squeeze page where there's just one thing for the person to do when they land there. And that is to opt in to get the free gift. I want to show you something. Many of you who are in this program have already received access to my Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now gift booklet. Well, I've experimented with a lot of free gifts over the last 13 years, and I haven't paid as much attention to the math as I otherwise should have, and I can't cry in my beer about that. But last November, 1st, 2013, I created this Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now gift booklet, and I set up something called a lead page where the only thing you could do is land there, see the pretty picture, and decide if you wanted to put your name and email address in the box to get it. Well, here it is, July 2nd, and since November 1st, over 10,000 people around the world have liked that page enough to put their email address in and say, I want that. What could happen for you if you had an opt-in page that made it that simple and that intoxicating for your people to download your gift? And what if you had 10,000 people saying, I want to hear more from you? If you did not take action on this one particular what now, what next strategy, I will be incredibly disappointed for your downside because your upside is huge, and that's why this is important. I am your Get Known to Get Paid mentor. I want you to get known and get paid, and if you have 10,000 people saying, I love you, I want to know more from you, you can monetize from there. But if nobody's listening, you're stuck at the front door. I hope I'm making myself clear. And I also want to tell you something. Lisa Cherney, what a lovely woman. We are good friends. We're colleagues. We're joint venture partners. It's all beautiful. But she gave me some tough love a few years ago. And here's what she said. Nancy, I love you. I love your work. And until your list is 10,000 or more, I will not be able to promote you to my list. That was a very bitter pill. But she wasn't the only person who said that. There were two or three other people that I like, trusted, and respect who said the same thing. And so what did I do? In the matter of 15 months, I grew my list from 3,300 to over 10,000, and all of a sudden I earned my place at the big kids' table. If you want to make progress, my invitation is to quickly get your list to 1,000, and then quickly get your list to 3,000, and then grow it from there, because everything gets so much easier when you do that. In the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart that I'll be telling you about, there are ways that I can teach you how to do that so that you can do it in a way that feels good to you and that you can make a well-formed habit. If you're looking for a resource to actually create your opt-in page, all the big players today are using something called Lead Pages. Lead Pages, and there's a link here on the slide. It's also posted on the recommended resources on my website, and I'll post it in the private Facebook group as well. But if you do not have an opt-in page, this is the place to go to get one set up. It's not expensive to buy Lead Pages. It's not hard to use. But they have actually tested the templates that convert the best. So, you know, if 100 people land on your page and 50 people actually give you an email address, that's a 50% click-to-lead conversion. 50% click-to-lead is what you want. If only 5% of people that land are clicking to become a lead, you've got an opt-in page conversion problem that needs to be solved. Because imagine for a moment that 25,000 people came rushing to your opt-in page tomorrow. On the best possible day, half of those people are going to become leads that you can continue to nurture. But in the worst case scenario, they're going to run in the opposite direction and you're not going to be able to profit from those leads. I do not want that for you. That's why I'm heartily recommending that you set up an opt-in page. Taking a breath. So why does all this matter? Because your influence, your impact, and your income grow as your list grows. Tommy, is that you by any chance?
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry. I thought I was muted. I'd be more polite if I'd known.
Oh, you're there.
I'm here, yes.
So I'm just going to check over here on the phone here because I have another special treat for you all. I have another special guest for you today, and I couldn't be more delighted. You know, I've been talking for the last few minutes about all the five best ways that I've built my business, my influence, my income, et cetera, et cetera. And joint ventures is one of the ways that I've done that. And it wasn't so long ago, a couple of years ago, that I joined Allie Brown's Millionaire Protégé Club because I wanted to learn how to grow my business to six figures, and I wanted to learn how to get online with a business that would make a big difference in the world. And when I made that wise decision to invest in my success, lo and behold, I met Tommy Wolfe, the startup expert, and we started down the same journey together, learning the nuts and bolts of how to create that kind of success. And I have brought her on today as my very special guest number two because she is someone who has since grown a stunningly successful business in service to entrepreneurs who are serious about six figures, and she has her very specific systems and processes to guide them the way. And I have been fortunate to be invited not just once, not just twice, but three times to serve as a guest speaker on her stage, and I'll be joining her again in Boulder this September. And there's an opportunity for you all to join us there, too. So, Tommy, I'm so excited you're here. Say hello and welcome. And
well, hi, everybody, and hi, Nancy. Yes, it's amazing what can happen. I think it's been about 4 years, right?
Yeah.
But hasn't it been a wild and exciting ride for both of us during that time? It's actually been a pretty extraordinary time in both of our lives.
Yes, and I think that part of it is, you know, you and I are perfect examples of people that were absolutely serious about growing our businesses, investing in our success, joining a mastermind where we could be with other like-minded folks, and then you were the jewel in the crown for me in the Millionaire Protégé Club, because it's like, you know, not everybody's going to be my glass of tea, but I thought, wow, she is so smart, she is so bright, I wonder if I could find a way to create a relationship with you that would be a friendship, that would be a kinship, that would be a strategic alliance, that would be so much more, and that's exactly the garden that we've planted. And
well, I do think it's like the epitome of the win-win. And I think, you know, and guys, I don't know if how many of you know Nancy and how well you know her, But of all the people I know in the world, entrepreneur-wise, and I kind of know who they are, Nancy's totally the queen of the JV partnership and the people, or how to actually build relationships that make an incredible, incredible difference. And Nancy, I just came in and cleared my throat loudly and rudely on your call because I thought I was muted, so I'm sorry about that. But have you started talking about your Jumpstart program yet?
No, I'm going to be talking about that much later, but... So I just
would love to say something to folks, because I do think that Nancy's going to give you an opportunity to talk about Jumpstart. And one of the things Nancy did on my stage last year was talk about how to build the incredible partnerships of which she and I are living proof of. And it really is, it's probably the big thing that's going to take you 10 times in your business, right, Nancy?
Oh, my gosh.
There's no other thing that's going to catapult you. And I'm always looking for what's exponential or what's an order of magnitude. And this is it, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, because this is the way I look at it. I often say to folks, you know, if you have a tic-tac-toe board and you're at the center and you could surround yourself with the 8 perfect people that would be the perfect complement to what you offer, and that you would serve as the perfect complement to what they offer, and you could nurture those 8 relationships to be lifelong friendships, then you will never be hungry a day in your life. And when I met you, I said to myself, I want a place on my Hollywood squares for Tommy Wolfe. And I just was very deliberate about it. So that,
and I love the word that you said of friendship as well, Nancy, because, I mean, at the basis, you know,
well, yeah, because
who
needs another transaction? It's like, I don't want any long, I don't want any one-night stands. I want a long-term relationship. I'm at that point in my life where that's the real riches in my life, is the people that I share my time and my expertise with. I want it to be delicious and yummy, and anything less than that isn't going to do it for me. I'd rather say no thank you.
But there's no such thing as a delicious and yummy one-night stand?
Well, I'm a happily married woman.
I'm putting
you a
leg.
I don't know.
Let's not go there.
You're making me blush.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
So Tommy, tell everyone, you know, what you've created in your business over the last several years and what you're here on the planet to do, just as a way of introducing them to your expertise.
Thank you, Nancy. Well, let me put actually out one of the numbers that upsets me more than most statistics. But for entrepreneurs, which is my market, 94% of them never get into 6 figures. And we're talking 6 figures of revenue here, not 6 figures of take-home profit. And that's just an incredibly disturbing number, because it really means that, you know, 94% is huge. That's pretty much most entrepreneurs are not going to make it. So I've become really fascinated with what makes the 6% that make it. And of the 6% that do, by the way, 4% go on to get 7 figures. So it's obviously, you know, this is where the magic is. And how can I help them do it? And I've really spent all 4.5 years in my business getting better and better at coming up with the systems that will take people out of the huge average morass of the 94% that are going to struggle and into the 6-figure business. So I'm very much dedicated into putting together the programs that actually help people get into 6 figures.
Excellent. And in the last 4 years, have you guided quite a few folks to that result?
Many, many, many. I wish I could say 100%, but if 94% don't make it without help, I've helped a huge number of people do it, and a heck of a lot of people, even though they have a year-long program to do it, and we get a lot of them into 6 figures in the first year, many more go on to do it in the second year, because it actually just is a lot of work. There's a lot of platform to lay down. So we have a very high success rate, and I'm really happy with where it's going. But, Nancy, that's also one of the things that, you know, I do feel like there's a year's worth of work, but I know that you are offering event tickets to my event to the first 23 people who want to work further with you today.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So I think what's interesting about my event in September is I've actually taken – I always find that there's 3 things that always get in the way with everybody trying to hit 6 figures, and I've worked with enough people closely now to know exactly what they are. One of them is clarity, and I know you do a huge amount of work yourself around niche and bio, but if you're not clear on what it is you're trying to do – you're kind of screwed before you're out the gate. You stop dead. Nothing else is going to work. But clarity, the art of finding clients and the art of actually transforming that into cash multipliers are the three things that are going to make the biggest difference. And those are the, and I actually have my little six-figure blueprint, which I think you're going to hand out to everybody as a little template, right?
Yes, and I just want everyone who's listening now and also to the replay that in the private Facebook group for Bye Bye Boring Bio, I have already posted two delicious, juicy gifts from Tommy Wolf. One of them is her six-figure blueprint, and the other is her 10 steps to a marketing funnel. And why don't you tell us about what those are and why they matter and how they can use them starting right now.
Thank you, Nancy. If I want to be a devil's advocate here, the six-figure blueprint looks like a one-page Word document, and it is, guys. But it does, it belies the fact that this is what I have figured out after 4.5 years of working with thousands of solopreneurs and trying to figure out what it is that they actually need to do in some form of order to actually build a six-figure business that, that works and that actually gives them some semblance of a life as well, because that's important too. So it really just outlines the 20 steps that they're going to have to go through and manifest in their business. And how I suggest they use it is they go through each of the 20 steps and they put a great big check against the ones that they've got, because they will definitely have some, and they'll probably find quite a few that need some additional work, and it will really tell you what the next step in your business is. And they are pretty sequential, so you're not going to have amazing clients if you don't have clarity. You'll have a few, but you won't have dream clients or high-paying clients yet. So work through it sequentially, and it'll really tell you where you are in your journey and what your next step is. So that's how I suggest they use the six-figure blueprint. And also just to appreciate that that's the culminated experience that I have received after years and years. So the fact that it's one page and looks simple doesn't mean that it isn't absolute gold to you and your business. It is.
Beautiful.
And then the other handout that I gave you was how to create the marketing funnel. And this is really the client thing, because everybody struggles. And there's yet to be a successful business from somebody who hasn't figured out how to get clients, right, Nancy?
Oh, goodness.
And the thing that I watch people do is they don't build a repeatable process to do this. It's kind of like a wing and a prayer and guesswork and a scattershot approach of doing a zillion different things. And if you keep doing different things, you can never, ever perfect it. So this 10 steps to a marketing funnel is actually what I teach on day 2 of the event. It's what I teach at the client thing, is how to set up something so that you're continually improving what you already have and tweaking it and making it better and better, rather than trying completely different things all the same time. And I'll be honest, I don't know about you, Nancy, but the first time I try things, they often aren't amazing. But by the time I'm on run, sometimes they're a downright flop. But by time 2 and time 3 and time 4, we're starting to look like we actually know what we're doing. We get it right. So I'm trying to help people.
Can I say something about that? Because I'm probably the hardest on myself of anyone on the planet. And
yes, you are, ma'am.
And sometimes I'll go quickly to self-doubt and shame if what I've created does not immediately take root to grow or, you know, get on fire like wildfire. I'll go to shame and self-doubt. And I've been talking to my husband of 27 years, and he says, you know, Nancy, it's all research, investigation, and recalibration. What fabulous data you have. You know, he's basically been guiding me to walk away from the shame and the self-doubt and just congratulate me on taking inspired action in the forward motion, seeing what I can learn. And you know,
it's very important, and you need to look at step 9 on my 10 steps to a marketing funnel. But it's called be gentle on yourself, because we don't get it right, and you want to run, tweak, repeat, and just know that, you know, that you're always going to be able to improve it. And the first time's usually a flop, unless you kind of just hit pay dirt and it's amazing, but it very often isn't great the first time.
Well, and I just have to say one thing, is I was talking to one of the luminaries that you and I both know so well, who is a genius in every way, who everything he touches turns to gold.
I know who you're talking about.
And he called me today, and I said, how was the launch? And he said, I was very disappointed. And he said, it did not go well. And there was a tone of voice I didn't recognize. And I said to him, you mean you're a mere mortal like the rest of us?
You know, that's probably one of the most important lessons for all of us, honestly, is to check all of our egos at the door and remember every one of us is human beings. every one of us wants to be seen, heard, and make a difference. And every one of us struggles, no matter how successful our businesses are. So I know who you're talking about, and that sort of shocks me because I think he's invincible. But
we're all human, hey? And it was like, wow. I said, well, it doesn't change the way I think about this person. It doesn't change my belief in his success. It doesn't believe how much I'm going to support him going forward. It was just data, investigation, and recalibration. And so for those of us, especially people in this program today, many of them are just getting started, and you know, just getting their bio done was a big deal, and now taking the next step is going to be a big deal, and getting it right is so important. So can you just paint a picture just for a moment of what they're likely to experience at 12 months to six figures in Boulder?
Well, what we're really doing with the event is I'm taking the whole year program that I teach. And so, people only work with me a year at a time. But what it does allow me to do is to see where people get stuck. So I'm taking the sticking points for people out of the whole year program, and I'm teaching the main things that get people stuck over 3 days. So day one is all about clarity. It's really just getting clear. And the further they are with being clear, the more benefit they'll get from that day. But it's perfect for somebody who has no clarity as well. Day two, I really want to teach folks how to demystify the client thing so that it's not always just a super stressful thing that makes them feel sick at night, that they have something they can rely on and predict an income from. And then day three is all about cash, big time cash. And you know, I'm so excited that Nancy's on my expert panel. She's on my. We've just got the most amazing bunch of speakers at the program. But the simple thing is, day three is all about making money. And I'm the last person in the world to be all about making money. I'm much more interested in making a difference and having a life. But at the end of the day, if you can't even get your revenue into six figures, you're going to be miserable because you're going to be super stressed. So I do understand that is a very desperate need amongst entrepreneurs to at least get to the point where the business is supporting them and honoring them.
Very good.
So I'm excited to be sharing. I feel like I'm sharing the best of the best in these 3 days.
Well, and something that I can say about your events, since I've been to two of them, is that you seem to attract a very inspired, action-oriented, gracious, lovely tribe of people, which is exactly the kind of people that I love to be around and that I get to serve. So for those of you who are thinking about going forward and going more deeply with me, I can promise you that being at Tommy's live event is going to be transformational and educational and will light a fire beneath you. And the other thing is that when you say yes to this invitation I'll be making very shortly, we get to spend a whole half a day together the day before Tommy's event is going to start, because I'm going to lead the Bio Wow What Now Build Your Buzz Beyond the Bio Mastermind. So for those 23 of you who decide to say yes and join us in Boulder, we're going to be spending the whole afternoon together, and Tommy has agreed to gift us with an hour of her time to be with us during that experience. And then afterwards, I'm going to treat you to a delicious aspirational dinner so you can start believing in stepping into your aspirational lifestyle with your six-figure business not far behind. So
that's amazingly generous of you, Nancy, because, you know, there's nothing beats actually getting close and personal with people who've been ahead of you and can open the way up quickly for you, right?
Well, and don't you have something special that you'll be offering as well?
Well, I really wanted to be able to do this for 23 people, but I looked at my calendar and there's no way in hell. So, but I'm very happy to because I would love to get close and just help folks find what the next step is in your journey to six figures. But I just can't find more than 10 hours. So I said to Nancy, hey, what if I offer to the first 10 people who decide to work with you? But I'm very happy to partner with Nancy and spend an hour of my time seeing how we can move your business forward further. So
well,
I would like to offer that, Nancy, but unfortunately just to the first 10.
Well, I appreciate that. You are a busy woman. So what we have here is that in a little while I'll be inviting people to say yes to my Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart, which includes Lisa Cherney's live event in November, which includes your live event in September in Boulder, Colorado, which includes the VIP mastermind the day before, including you for a precious hour of your time, Plus, the first 10 people who say yes also get to have 1 hour direct with you to work any kind of six-figure building their business issue that is important to them. Did I get that right?
So Nancy, I'm just curious, what's the total value of that package? Because, I mean, I'm just looking at all those events, because none of those are things that don't sell. I mean, they're all over $1,000 each.
The total value of the bundle that I'll be inviting my fine, wonderful clients to the value associated with the bundle is over $8,000.
Wow.
And the investment is considerably less, and I'll be talking about that later. But I am just so grateful, and here's the learning point for everyone who's listening. If I did not have wonderful joint venture partners who loved me, who I love, I would not be able to make bold request to support my people in this way by procuring these spectacular event tickets on your behalf. Because here's what I know for sure. There's only so much we can do behind the computer. We absolutely have to be in aspirational settings with perfect people, with world-class mentors, so that we can get this in our heads and our hearts and our guts and practice the jewels in the crown networking and joint venturing and building bigger from the start lessons that I'm teaching. And it's only when we treat ourselves to those aspirational experiences that we can start stepping into the aspirational life that we are truly worthy of. And that's why I'm so delighted that you have been so generous to offer so much of this to my people when they say yes to this invitation I'll be making. So,
well, I'm excited to do that, Nancy, and I'm excited to meet some of them in Boulder, Colorado before the event. That'll be amazing. So.
It will be amazing. So if you had, in your journey to six figures and beyond, I'm just going to ask you, if you had anything, piece of advice that you wish someone had given you when you were just starting out so that you could accelerate their journey faster, what would you suggest?
I would definitely say to stop trying to feel like you've got to figure everything out on your own, but get the help you need and make the investments you need to get yourself the help, because it catapults you forward at a rate that you're just never going to do on your own. Don't you think, Nancy? What advice would you give? Ask the same question.
Well, I kick myself how long I toiled alone trying to figure things out that were not my genius.
And that's the same advice, really, is just get help.
And you know what? I'm going to be really transparent and honest. I mean, I come from very modest means. I don't spend money unwisely. If I'm going to make an investment, you know, in a pair of shoes, I'm going to tell myself, I'm going to wear these shoes with 42 different outfits before I buy these shoes. This is the kind of person I am. So when I make an investment in any kind of program, whether it's the Worldwide Get Your Story Done workshop or a Niching Secrets workshop or a mentoring program, I have to be all in, and I have to make sure that I'm going to make it pay off, because I have a husband and a child and people that are depending on me, and I can't afford to make bad decisions. So I tend to overthink the decisions that I make, but once I make the decision, I'm all in, and I don't regret any of them, because the book that I referenced earlier, Mastery, we're all on the path to mastery in the thing that it is that we do. We have to enjoy the journey as well as the destination, and what I have learned through the things that I have invested into is that the journey has been made more rich for me because I wasn't stumbling and bumbling along on my own, and I was around people who were forcing me to think bigger from the start. And if I could have thought bigger from the start, who knows where I would have been by now. But
well, and then another small little practical matter, Nancy, but don't these things always pay for themselves in record time?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know what?
And that's the other thing, you know, that I always just want to comfort people, because it's always a leap. You always feel like, crikey, do I really want to do this? It always pays for itself within a really quick period of time.
Yeah, but you got to want it, and that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, I just want to say thank you for being here and for being so generous with your invitations to make what it is that I'm offering my community even more powerful. And if you had any more parting words, you're welcome to share them now as we get ready to dig into some more of our content.
Well, nothing, guys, other than to say you're in amazing hands with Nancy. I trust her with my life, and I would trust her with my business. She's amazing. So you're in good hands, and I hope I see bunches of you in Boulder. That will be amazing.
Yes.
Thanks so much for having me, Nancy.
Oh, thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Yes, I can't wait to share you on my stage again. It'll be so good. My people
yes,
love you.
And just also so everyone knows, she's a good friend, and she'll be flying to Seattle in July to spend some time with me here, and that's exciting, too. So isn't it wonderful when
I'm
your joint venture partner
to
become great friends? So
all
go
right,
up
Nancy,
and make the world safe
for you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that fun, everybody? All these wonderful experts. So now I just wanted you to know that we are bringing in the reinforcements in a big way here to let you know that there are experts standing by to make amazing success. And so I'm just going back to the slides to see where I am with all that. So you've met Lisa Cherney, and you have met Tommy Wolf, and you know me. And now what I want to do is take a few minutes to provide some additional help for people who need some biohealing. So I am going to go to the phone and see who's raising their hand. Now is a wonderful time to get some participation going. So for the next few minutes or so, I'm going to do some bio makeovers so people who still need some help will absolutely get it. And so I see someone from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and I'm going to call on you. So say hello.
Hello, this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I am good. My question to you is, did you get my final email draft? I mean my final bio draft? I sent it to your email.
Let's see. I did get one of them, and I thought I wrote back to you. L-A-U-R-E-N. I'm pulling
yeah.
up. Yeah. Let me just see. Lauren, I'm just going to another window here to see. I thought you did a really nice job, and I thought I wrote back and told you so. Didn't I?
I don't think I got a reply, or if I did, I sure didn't see it, and I've been pretty trying to go after this. This was on June 30th. It says longer bio after.
Yes, I see it. I think you did a beautiful job with it.
Oh,
I think you did a beautiful job with it, and I want you to post it to the private Facebook group. And the other thing
okay.
I want you to do, Lauren, is this is like for your home page or your About Us page. And now the challenge, for those of you who have a longer version, a very personal story, I'll just read this out loud so you can have the benefit of the recognition. Extraordinary wellness shaman Lauren Ebeke is fiercely committed to empowering mid-career women to exchange drama, trauma, and chaos for happiness, peace, and confidence. If you've been looking for a proven mentor who can guide you through a step-by-step process, you've come to the right place. Since 1999, Lauren has worked with hundreds of women through her massage and Reiki practice, classroom teaching, and nonprofit administration to motivate and encourage them to discover their authentic selves. She has experience working with some amazing women with similar concerns and inspiring them to find their own passion and gifts instead of following someone else's rules to fit in. Her path to become an extraordinary wellness coach became very clear when she lost her identical twin just 3 years ago. That's when she made a decision to go out on her own and seriously step into coaching to help women realign their mind, body, and soul and shift their mindsets. She had the same DNA, grew up in the same environment, and was very close to her twin. Like many families, she faced challenges such as the father's passing, her mother's alcoholism, and her brother's drug addiction. They did not have a perfect childhood by any standard, and as teenagers began making their own choices, those choices led to two very different journeys. Many people follow the path of using temporary Band-Aid fixes to make themselves feel better about their lives. It would have been far easier for Lauren to follow that well-trodden path just as her twin did. However, she took the path less traveled to experience her own soul journey and, most importantly, seek sustainable solutions. What I did there is I turned it into third person to be consistent. Did you notice that, Lauren?
Got it. I did.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So this is sounding beautiful. And so the other thing I want you to do is – this is a very personal story, and you're also going to want to nail this down into like 100 words.
Okay.
So it could be something like, extraordinary wellness shaman Lauren Ebeke is fiercely committed to empowering mid-career women. And then you would immediately go to, since 1999, she's worked with hundreds of women to bring them to this kind of an outcome. In these particular ways, please welcome Lauren to the stage. Because
okay.
When you just need to take this and take the very best nuggets of it and break it into like 100, 300, and 50-word versions where you would be ready in 11th hour to deliver that message without having to scramble or edit or do anything else. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes,
like, for
absolutely.
Example, this morning, Beth Lindley wrote, and she had this beautiful bio, and it was quite elaborate. And then I was able to cull it down into four lines of text. And I'll read them to you. Rejuvenation expert and raw food coach Beth Lindley is fiercely committed to helping men and women who are making a big impact in the world, running companies and helping people globally on a big scale to have health and energy to increase that impact. From busy moms with high-profile jobs to a law firm that has four employees who have been treated for cancer in the last year, they're all embracing the role that food and lifestyle play in their pain to welcome longer lives, better health, boundless energy, and a level of joy and vitality never before experienced. Please welcome Beth Lindley to the program. She had 1,000 words, and I was able to pull that little four-line paragraph out for her to use as a very short introduction for a speech, a radio interview, a TV interview, or something like that. That's what you need, okay?
Okay.
Does that
Got
make
it.
Sense?
Perfect
okay.
sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How are you feeling about your transformation so far?
I actually feel fantastic. I think you are gold.
Oh, thank you. That makes me so happy. That makes me so happy. All right, so there's someone else raising their hand. I'm going to raise. Is there anything else you wanted to ask me for right now?
Nope.
Okay,
thank
well, good.
Thank you so much.
We've got more coming, so stay tuned. Okay, Andrea, hi. Andrea Isaacs?
Yes, I'm meeting myself at the airport, so it's quite noisy.
Hey, Andrea, did you happen to get the email I sent you last night?
I've been traveling, and no, I did not.
Well, what I want you to know is that I took your bio and I made it better.
Oh.
So I
awesome.
sent you an email on July 1st at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And can I read it out loud so everyone can hear it?
Yes, please. Yeah.
And I don't know if this is perfect, but, you know, imperfect action is better than perfect nothing, right?
Right, yes.
So it says, Andrea Isaacs, transforming and saving the lives of leaders and high achievers around the world by unleashing emotional intelligence and body wisdom on command. Then it says, listen to your body and change your brain, easy tools for lasting change. Andrea Isaacs has been a trailblazer in the fields of emotional intelligence and personal development since 1994. Drawing from the body-mind connection, her unique and proven body wisdom approach has guided scores of leaders and high achievers to recognize an inspired full body yes in decision making that increases their bottom line, improves their relationships, and helps them achieve more happiness and greater success in all areas of life. Would it surprise you to know that increasing emotional intelligence can be life-saving? Andrea created this work to save her own life. With her body wisdom tools, she transformed the shyness of her youth into confidence that allows her to transform the lives of thousands of high achievers around the world, helping them to land the jobs of their dreams, building thriving relationships and joy-filled lives. Visit this link to schedule a complimentary 30-minute body wisdom discovery session to explore how this transformational work can change your life, too.
Well, you kind of answered my question. I wanted to know how. I knew it wasn't quite right. It was a lot better. And so I was looking for some guidance about where I could go. And I love what you did with it.
Oh, very good. So here's what I did for the benefit of everyone who's listening. Just by putting something at the top right under her name, transforming and saving the lives of leaders and high achievers around the world by unleashing emotional intelligence and body wisdom on command. To me, that's a headline that's like a head whip reaction, because it speaks to what happens for the specific people that you serve, and it's very specific and terrific about what tools they're going to be able to be empowered to use at a moment's notice. And I think that's very intoxicating. And I think if that's what they see first, they'll read the rest. What do you think?
Oh, I'm excited.
So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, Andrea. I'm doing a cut and paste, and I'm going over to the private Facebook group, if I can get there from here, and I'll post the new one there for you there, because it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And so everybody that reads this, you know, say hot or not, But I think it's just an amazing transformation for you, don't you?
Oh, I feel you. I'm very excited. Because people who are interested in that kind of work won't respond. And people who are interested, well, their heads will spin and they will respond. So I'm really getting how naming it means really clear can make a difference.
Well, you know, we have a really bad connection with the sound, but what I want, everyone who's in the private Facebook group or who listens to the replay, please go to the newly posted Andrea Isaacs bio and say hot or not, or put in a word that says, wow, I can't wait to recommend you to high achievers and leaders that I know that need this, because now that people know what it is and that you can stand in and on it, maybe you could start charging more. What then?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Totally awesome, yes.
So did you have another question for me?
I think you asked all, so I'm really grateful. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Could you say that one more time?
I'm sorry, it's very noisy here. You have answered them, and I'm really grateful.
Well, you're very welcome. Well, stay tuned. I've got more for you. All right. Okay, so I'm going to mute Andrea so that we... isn't that awesome? I just feel, you know, to me, I feel like such a proud parent because people came to this program just 2 weeks ago or three and were in message muddle and story struggle, and now all of a sudden people are all lit up and excited, and so I'm just going over to the webcast to see if anybody has any questions for me there because you know how it is. And I'm just rolling through here. Darlene says, I love this description, multiple ideal client personality disorder. It just gave me greater clarity for my specific audience beyond just nurses. Awesome, Darlene. And Nina says, yes, I'm going to charge more. Andrea says, if we're already registered for Lisa's program, do we get the bonus you just mentioned? I believe you do. I believe you do. I believe you do. Roxy says, I'm so excited to be on the call and loving your program and genius. My question for now is for my call to action at the end of the bio. What would you advise? Sign up for my newsletter or for a 30-minute complimentary session and to convert them into paying clients, or should I have a different call to action on all the different places I post my bio? Oh, this is a really good question. And... I guess it would depend, and I think everyone should have a juicy, delicious, ethical bribe to offer in exchange for an opt-in, because not everybody is ready to have a conversation on the telephone about doing business. And so one of the things you could do is say, sign up for my delicious date with confidence to welcome the love of your life special report. And then within the special report, it could say, would you like to have a complimentary discovery session with Roxy to see how to make this reality yours starting today? Then you accomplish both objectives. You get them on your list, and then within your special report, you invite them to sign up for a consultation. But remember earlier in the call I said that your wealth is in your list, and you definitely need to have your list growing. So I hope that answers your question. Nina says, are the slides available in PDF on the website? I can certainly share them on the private Facebook group when the call is over. When people say, what are your requirements, what exactly do they mean? Patty asks. Earlier in the call, I was talking about someone saying, we'd like you to be our keynote speaker. What are your requirements? This is like the kind of question you want people to ask you, and you're dreaming of it is happening, and you're hoping that it's going to be you, and you just don't you know what you're going to do when it happens. And so here's what happened. I'll just tell you what happened, just to give you anchor to what really went down. She says, we'd really like you to do a one-hour keynote starting at 8 o'clock in the morning in Bellingham, Washington, and we want you to talk about this whatever. And she says, what are your requirements? And it was like this conversation bubble hanging in the air. And I said, well, Andrea, I'm honored to be asked, and did you know that I live in Bellevue, Washington? And she said, I didn't know that. And I said, so when you say that this is an 8 o'clock a.m. presentation, that means that I'm probably getting up at the crack of dawn and driving in rush hour traffic to be there in time. So what we're really talking about here is a half day. She said, you're right. And she said, what's your half day rate? And then I sat there for a moment and I thought, what's my half day rate? And quite honestly, the first time this has ever happened to me, I just pulled from air a figure that I felt would be fair. And I said, well, I'd feel really comfortable with a half day rate of XXXX. And then I just let it hang there in the air in an uncomfortable silence. And then she took a moment and she said, we can do that. And then she said, and even a better idea, how about you drive in the night before and we'll put you up in a nice hotel so you can be rested and not tend to the traffic in the morning to be your best. I said, that sounds great. And that's how we did it. I hadn't had this situation happen to me before, so I was unfamiliar. So for those of you who are just getting started as speakers, you might think about, what's your half-day rate? What's your full-day rate? What would be your resentment factor below which you would not feel comfortable taking the gig? Have some of these thoughts going on in your mind so that you're in a position to answer these questions with some level of confidence. So that's my point of view about that. Someone says, how did you get people to go to your lead page in the first place? Patty asks. Well, here again is the beautiful thing about joint ventures. How did I do it? And here's more importantly, how can you do it? One is, if you have a brand new gift that you've never delivered to your audience before, you can let people know that you've created a brand new juicy gift that's going to help solve a very specific problem. And you can tell your existing list to go and get it. You can do Facebook advertising, and you can drive people that either you know and that know you, or that people you target, for example, success-seeking people in English-speaking nations around the world who love Jack Canfield. You can, for very little money, purchase Facebook ads that will drive people to your lead page. And maybe you're lucky enough to have someone like Lisa Cherney or Tommy Wolfe or Christian Michelson who have people in their world who need better bios who happily say, I'm more than happy to drive people to opt in to get your gift and hear your webinar, Nancy, if you make it easy for me and share the wealth of whatever sales might be coming your way with me as a result. And so I prepare three beautiful emails for them to send. They drive their people. They send the emails through their shopping cart or Infusionsoft or whatever program they use. Their people rush over the gift. And then I nurture those leads and deliver a webinar and invite people to say yes to a powerful invitation that solves a problem, and that's how it becomes a monetization opportunity. So there's many, many ways to drive people to your lead page, and that's part of what I can cover for you in the Jumpstart that I want to tell you about. Someone's asking a list-building question. Elizabeth, can you start the list by entering your LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter contacts? No, I don't believe that you can. Because we are in a permission-based marketing world, and now that Canada has their new anti-spam laws that are in place as of July 1st, we all have to be incredibly vigilant. The only way you can get an email address is if someone says, I want that report, and I give you permission to put me on your list. If you harvest business cards or leads from other sources and import them into your system, that is not permission-based marketing. That is not a good thing to do at all. Don't do it. Let's see. Lauren is asking, oh, yes, I already talked to Lauren about her bio. Fanny says, wow, what a great makeover of Beth's bio. My compliments. Well, you know what? I have to give all the credit to Beth because she did the work. She did the work with her full heart, and I was able to take a look at her longer bio and isolate just the juicy pieces to make it shorter. That's the beautiful thing about client attracting template number 3. When you're going through it, it might not seem like it's making sense to you, but when working with a mentor who's done this dozens and dozens and hundreds of times, boy, how much better it could be without any frustration or aggravation. And I think Beth is really up to big things. So Fanny is asking, in what cases do you recommend a tantalizing title for the bio? I don't know that I recommend a tantalizing title for the bio, but I recommend that you create a handle for yourself. Like you, Fanny, you are the Make Your Honeymoon Last Forever expert who works with high-achieving professional women whose careers are on fire while their love relationships are on ice. With one line of text, we know who you are, who you serve, and what their problem is, and these high-achieving women are likely going to want to do just as well at home as they do in their work, so they're probably going to read more. So you've already established yourself as with a handle, so I think you've done that. I think what you might be asking about is a sassy soundbite. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you have, like I say, it's your story, tell it well, that's a sassy soundbite that's quotable to me. And so if you have a philosophy that could be stated in a few well-chosen words that could be repeated again and again, that could be at the top of your bio. And like my husband says, people hire me for my head, trust me for my heart, and value me most when I use both. That kind of a sassy soundbite or statement of philosophy has people polarized right at the start. They either love it or they don't. The people who love it are quick to engage him, and that's the point. So hopefully that's helpful. So what I'd like to do now, gosh, we've got such wonderful engagement on this call, it makes me so happy. I would like to tell you about, oh, Beth is on the line. Hey, Beth, say hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
You already got some wonderful feedback about your shorter bio. How does that feel?
Yeah, well, I know I had to thank you for pulling out the four sentences out of the, I don't know how many, 200 there were, or to really help me narrow it down. Appreciate that. Such a relief.
Well, you've really done a beautiful job, and your heart is definitely in this work that you do, and I just want to compliment you because I read every word, and that's something I want people, you know, I read a lot of bios. I could easily get jaded or discomfortable or, you know, you can imagine what my life is like reading through all of this, but I read every word because there was so much heart in it. So the thing I want you to hear is that people will read the whole thing if it resonates with them. And so having short versions that build up to the longer version, that's been my approach. If you go to my About page, you'll see that there's a 6-word bio, a 50-word, a 200, et cetera. But at the end of it, there's this long one. And I never think anybody's going to read it, but invariably I meet someone at some live event and they say, oh, you're the one that knows how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop and you've never told a soul. They'll read all the way to the end if what it is that you're speaking of and your point of view is what it is that they're interested in. So I just want you to take heart in that.
Okay. I have a quick question if there's time.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I noticed that what you helped me do was to shorten it to about 106 words. It was for an interview on the radio or a podcast. And I noticed that what you kept was my handle and who I help and the transformation that I provide, and left part of what you eliminated was the ways clients can engage in the call to action.
And because sometimes on the radio or the TV, they're not going to do that. Yeah.
Okay. But if I was going to make the 300-word version from the, you know, between the 100 version and the 1,000-word version to create a 300 version, I would put those pieces back in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thing I want y'all to remember. Say you're getting interviewed say you're getting introduced on a stage, or you're getting introduced on the radio or on television or on a podcast or a telesummit. They're going to give the juice of what you do and say, please welcome Beth to the stage. Then you're going to get on stage and you're going to deliver your content. Mm-hmm. And if this is one of those situations where they don't want you selling from the stage, they will probably allow you to capture leads from the stage. So you can take a business card basket with you and say, as a result of, you know, I'm going to be raffling off one of my raw food coaching sessions to 3 lucky winners in today's audience. And if that's something that you would be interested in, please put your business card or your name and email address in the basket as it travels throughout the room today. And by the end of my talk today, I'll gladly draw 3 names. The beauty of that is that you've just gotten 100 new names on your list, and you've gifted 3 people with something juicy and delicious from you. your list just grew. You go home and enter those names. So your call to action is something that you can weave into your presentation that's relevant for the situation at hand. You know, when you watch the Today Show and they have somebody on the program talking about the new book they wrote, usually everyone in the audience goes home with the book, and then across the screen it says, to buy Beth's new book on raw food, go here. It's available on Amazon. You know, so always be aware of what you want the people to do. But you don't necessarily need to have them say it when they're introducing you to the program because it might not be relevant or appropriate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. In the bio that I, the longer, the manifesto that I sent you, my call to action at the end was to book a conversation about working with me, either privately or in your company, and to click here and schedule it.
I love that.
But is that, I'm debating about whether it should be something to download, a free gift instead.
Well,
and I so appreciate that you're talking earlier about the landing page and the squeeze page, because one of my next steps is to create just that while I'm transitioning from my old website to something new.
Well, I want you to do that right away, because here's the thing. You know, you do a radio interview, and let's just say, just pulling from air here, that you have 5 amazing raw food recipes that can get people feeling greater and have more energy in the matter of days of making this real in their life. You could say, to download Beth's raw food recipes for vitality and energy, go to BethLinley/gift right now, and they will be delivered to your inbox. So if you're on a radio or TV or on a stage and you want to get people to take an action, I want them to be able to go and get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right away, because then you're engaging them into your world. But if people are at the event and they want to start doing business with you right then and there, you can bring your calendar and have people book appointments on your calendar and start doing consultations. Absolutely.
Okay.
Everyone who's serious about going online and going big online needs to have an opt-in box that gives them a delicious free gift to the person who's asking for it. Everyone. And then when in doubt, I mean, I don't mean to be so pecuniary about it or anything, but what do you really want to have happen? If you want to get booked solid, if you do lots of consultations with people and you're really good at enrolling, you can get people to invest in your highest value program at the deepest level of tuition so they can have the best transformation and you can be on the fastest path to prosperity. So when in doubt, if you're talking with someone one-on-one, always lead with your highest value, juiciest, most transformational offering. And if, as you talk about it, it isn't a fit, you can then suggest other ways they can get a similar kind of transformation, but for an investment that might feel better to them. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay.
I do have a free gift on my website now, but it's a cancer prevention and response toolkit, and I'm sort of changing my, or now I have clarity about, I think I need a different free gift. Do you think the recipes is compelling enough for people?
Well, I don't know, and that's why, you know how we were talking about there's experimentation, data, evaluation, recalibration?
Okay.
So one of the things you might be listening for, and this is true for everyone who's on the call, what are people aching and complaining about, and do you have a solution? What are they complaining about the most, and what solution can you offer that will bring in immediate relief that's relevant and congruent to creating a early relationship with that person? Because, like, I have the Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now special report that you all have. And when people read it, they get all excited, and they think, well, maybe I could have a transformation like that too. Maybe I should call Nancy and see what she has for me. And then people come to the program, and then they do it, and they have a wonderful transformation, and then they tell their friends. And so think about the thing you can do and, like, try it out and see how it goes. And seeing how it goes means that what you measure gets treasured, what you manage gets measured, whatever that expression is. So you know, I went into my shopping cart and looked at how many people actually downloaded the various free gifts that I had tried over a one-year period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of astounded how little attention I had paid to it, because it was like, well, I did the gift. They told me I needed to have a gift. I have a gift. On to the next thing. If the
mm-hmm.
gift isn't getting downloaded, you've got a problem. So then you ask yourself, what am I doing to build the buzz around my gift? Am I doing full court press to get as many people? Am I trading newsletter articles with joint venture partners? Am I blogging about it? Am I doing a press release about it? Am I inviting strategic partners to promote it? Am I, you know, inviting people to advocate for me? You know, la, la, la. And if you're doing all those things and nobody's getting it, then you have to take a look at whatever it is that you're offering and ask yourself if this is really the solution to the problem that's most deeply felt. And if it is, then maybe it's a matter of putting a pretty cover on it. If it isn't, maybe it's time to try something else. But you just have to pay attention to the numbers to know whether or not, you know, for me to have 10,000 people have downloaded a report in a few months, to me that's a very big success. So I just want to get as many people to get that report as possible, because it's a lead magnet for my business. And I would wish everyone on the call to have the same kind of lead magnet that would drive people to their business. So go to your competitors and see what they're offering, just for research and development purposes. And then ask yourself, what kind of unique spin can you put on that particular idea that would be yours and yours alone, that would have your point of view and your spin on it, that you could put into place? Because if it's working for the most successful person in your space, chances are if you took a slight edge to it, it'll work for you too. How does that feel?
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You've done a great job on this course. I'm so proud of you, really. It's been a pleasure to see it. So I am... What I'd like to do now, because we just have a few more minutes left in today's class, is I want to invite you to take another step with me. So many of you have already created a brilliant first impression with my guidance, and hopefully you've experienced my unwavering support and my championship and my personal attention that I've seen, I've heard, I've celebrated you, and I've championed you so that you can stand in and on your value and feel even better about who you are and what you're about. And if you're at that place, it's a good time to think about what more I could do with you to guide you to great success. And so that's really what I want to talk about right now. Because once you have a really great bio, as you know, the bio is just the beginning. It's what happens next where things get really exciting. You know, earlier in the call, I told you that there were the five things that I do to make my success solid. The activities, the jewels in the crown networking, the joint venturing, the publicity, the newsletter, the building the big buzz beyond the bio. These are the exact steps that I have taken to go from zero to hero in a few short years. I have been on the path to mastery to understand and embrace these approaches to become better at it than most people. And I would love to be able to teach you how to do this too. I know that when you came to me, it was that you couldn't find the right words and you felt stuck and your bio was kind of on ice. But now it's your bio is on fire and now you don't know what to do next. And so if you don't want to go it alone and you're sick of the isolation and you want to continue your work with me to allow my word wizardry and my online marketing expertise and my publicity knowledge and my joint venture wizardry to be your wizardry too, I want to tell you what's available to you. Of course, you can work with me one-on-one in the Get Known to Get Paid private mentoring program, and we can start in September after the summer is over and you're ready to start digging in. This is a six-month journey we take together, two private calls a month, email exchange between us in between appointments, and everything that I do is a bonus to you when you're in this program, including the jumpstart that I'm going to be telling you about in a moment. The investment to do the private mentoring program with me for 6 months to get known and get paid, like so many, I've had like 18 graduates so far, and many of their case studies are actually showcased on the event page. If this interests you, Your investment in that is $10,000. And all you have to do is send me an email at nancy@authenticvisibility.com, and I'll share with you where you can go to learn more about it, and we can schedule an appointment to make sure it's the perfect fit. Easy squeezy. But what I'd really like to do is tell you specifically and terrifically about the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart that we've been referencing throughout today's call. As you probably already intuited and experienced, I am a scholar and an artist, and I am also a relationship person who tries to put the very best of my heart and soul and expertise into everything I do. And so I have created an extraordinary assembly of self-guided learning, live learning, event experiences, and ongoing access to me that will last a beautiful 7 months together. And I'm calling it the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart. And my invitation is for you to jump right in, and I want to tell you what's waiting for you. What's included? I have created the Get Known to Get Paid Success System. It's a gorgeous success binder within which you will learn how to name and claim and refine your niche to create a six-figure, specific, terrific audience that you can base your entire business on. We'll go into greater detail about how to build your bio for different situations. As a publicist, who better to teach you how to build the buzz for your business beyond the bio? I'll teach you how to get speaking gigs for your expertise so you can be the one they call for every telesummit and live event coming forward. And there's quite a bit of emphasis here in this program about how to be a rock star joint venture partner even when you're just starting out. I know that digital products can be very overwhelming, and the neat thing about this digital this success binder is it's gorgeous, beautifully branded, beautifully organized, and it's going to wing its way to your doorstep so you can always find what you need when you need it, whether it's the transcript, the audio file, or the PowerPoint. It's all there for you so you can find exactly what you need when you need it so you can focus on that path to mastery in each of the areas that are considered. Because joint venture leaderboard secrets is an area where I have a lot of expertise, I have joined up with Gina Gabellini of ProfitQuest and Masterpiece Coaching. She and I are well known in the coaching world as leaderboard topping angels for some of the biggest joint venture programs on the planet today. And yet we have smaller lists than just about all the big dogs that we play with. With this three-session virtual mastermind, the two of us are going to spill the beans about how we do it, the tools we use, the approaches we take, the blueprints that we've created, so that if you're just getting started with a smaller list and want to deploy joint ventures to your advantage, you're going to have an unfair competitive advantage because you're going to be learning from two of the best in the world who are making it happen with lists the size that we have. There's also going to be a Get Known to Get Paid Success group, and it's a private group on Facebook. So those of you who are in this group will graduate to another group where we're all going to be focusing on getting known and getting paid. And I will be checking into that group regularly to offer advice, guidance, feedback, championship, introductions, resources, tools, and creating community among and between you so that if it's your desire to create joint ventures in that community, we can sow the seeds of those relationships right there and then. And who better to teach you how to do it than me? This is a comprehensive support system to guide you to get known and get paid that has coaching, content, and community. We're going to start in July, and we're going to continue through January 15 so you can totally rock your new year. When you say yes today, July 2nd, within the next hour, and it is now 1:58, you also get to have a VIP Build Your Buzz Beyond the Bio Mastermind with me and Tommy Wolf in Boulder, Colorado, and a delicious aspirational dinner that I will treat you to. You also get to take your place at not just one, not just two, but three live events with some of the biggest names in the joint venture and coaching world today. The first event is in September. 12 Months to Six Figures Live with Tommy Wolf. She talked a little bit about that during today's call. The second event is JVX. You get your VIP ticket to the Joint Venture Experience in Orange County this November. Rich German and Milana Leshinsky have created a robust community of action-taking joint venture partners where the environment is very warm and welcoming, and it is easy to find perfect partners who will say yes to what you have to offer and vice versa. Your VIP ticket includes networking lunches and VIP experiences so that you can be sitting with the big dogs for much of the time. And you also get to go to be with Lisa Cherney at Six Figures on Your Terms in November as well. So November, from November 5th to November 12th, it can be your Get Known to Get Paid vacation intensive, because those two events are back-to-back with a weekend in between, so you can treat yourself to Disneyland or whatever it is that you want to do. This is a lot of opportunity for you to practice Jewels in the Crown networking, for you to play with the big dogs, meet new dogs, puppies coming up, and be in an aspirational environment to learn essential lessons, blueprints, and information that you need to apply to grow from where you are right now to where you want to be as a six-figure business owner making a huge difference in the world. So what is the total value? Well, the Jumpstart is valued at, with all the pieces that I told you about, the Success Finder, the Facebook group, the private mastermind with me and Gina Gabellini, et cetera, et cetera. That's almost, it's $22.91. The VIP Build Your Buzz Beyond the Bio Mastermind is $9.97. The three-day event in Colorado, $9.97. The value of the VIP ticket for JVX, $1,500. And the value of the VIP ticket at Six Figures on Your Terms is $19.97. So the total value packed within this experience is $77.82. Your investment when you say yes today, July 2nd, 2014, is $29.97. Or you can choose the convenient payment plans. You can make a $4.97 payment for 7 months and have access to me, my messaging magic, my unwavering support. Everything that you've experienced in these last 3 weeks is all for you, $4.97 a month for 7 months. To read all the juicy details, go to authenticvisibility.com/jumpstart, all one word, J-U-M-P-S-T-A-R-T, and you can see what's there and how intoxicatingly delicious the value is and how wise the investment. When you decide today, I want to make this even better for you. When you're the first 22 people to say yes to the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart, I will add a private Build Your Buzz strategy session with me by phone or Skype, where we can discuss any specific issue that's giving you trouble in your business, and I will work you through it so you get to a solution that you love. That's a $500 value that is your gift for saying yes to your success with the Jumpstart with me as your guide. In addition, when you are the first 22, you also benefit from Lisa Cherney's $500 offer to have a private consultation with one of her juicy marketing coaches. When you redeem it among the first 22 people to say yes, and I'll give you the link for that as soon as your order comes through. And Tommy has offered the first 10 of you a private consultation with her, which is an amazing offer to help you get your six-figure model figured out. And she's also going to spend an hour with us during our VIP Beyond the Buzz Mastermind in Boulder. And she's also hopefully going to join us for dinner there, too. That'll be a very intimate opportunity to be in both of our expertise to your benefit. So my invitation for you is to please say yes within the next 60 minutes to benefit from these special fast action incentives. You would go to authenticvisibility.com/jumpstart. One other thing that I think a number of you will be very excited about. Whatever it is that you invested to participate in the Get Your Story Done Worldwide Workshop, I will gladly apply to your Jumpstart investment. So you'll just transfer whatever you spent. So if you're in that situation, you would just give me a telephone call right after today's call, and I'll handle your purchase personally. So essentially, that means that you would have enjoyed the Worldwide Workshop as my gift, because I'll be reducing your tuition for the Jumpstart by whatever you paid. Isn't that amazing? Because here's what's happened. For the last 3 years, I have auditioned for many of you. I have demonstrated my championship of your success. I have given you the benefit of my word wizardry. I have emailed with you. I have transformed your stories from lackluster to blockbuster. Hopefully you felt that this is my work on the world to do. This is what I'm here to do in the world. I want more people to engage with me in this powerful way so that my ripple effect can be greater. So I would love the opportunity to work with you. I have guarantees to offer. Your satisfaction is guaranteed when you take action on what you learn. I promise that you will earn return on your investment with the first client or joint venture partnership you engage as a result of the lessons you actively embrace with my guidance and support. I am 100% confident that after you employ the powerful business building knowledge and tools in this system to your advantage, you will be in great position to prepare and share your story so more of the right people will pay attention and engage with you for the life of your successful business. That's why I invite you to say yes now so that the journey can begin as soon as possible. Work with this material and with me for the next year. Apply the lessons to your expert advantage. Access and apply the bonuses. Participate in the live events, all of them, hopefully. And if you don't make your modest investment back, $29.97 for the full pay or $4.97 for each month for 7 months, if you do not make your modest investment back after taking inspired action as hundreds before you already have, just send me a letter in the year and tell me the actions you have taken, and I will gladly honor your refund. This is not a program for action not takers. This is a program for action takers who want success enough to run for the roses. If I am your teacher, you know it, and it would be my delight to serve you and a privilege. And more importantly, I would like you to say yes to yourself, because if I've learned anything at all, is when I've said yes to myself and I made that decision, somehow it all worked out. It all paid off and life got good. And that's what I would ask for you and want for you. If this is something you'd like to speak with me live about, I will be standing by my phone. I will be answering my phone personally. And my phone number is 425-641-5214. And I would invite you to call me within the next 60 minutes. It is July 2nd at 2:07 Pacific Time, and I am standing by to serve you. I always like to say that every day is a chance to be important. I hope today is that day for you. The Jumpstart is probably the most comprehensive, complete, inspired offering that I've ever brought to market, and when you are among the first 23 people to say yes to it, you will be so delighted. I will be all in my commitment to your success. I would ask you to be all in commitment to making it real. I'm so grateful that we've had this time together, and I am going to say farewell for now. I will be posting the replay in just a few minutes, and again, I will be standing by to assist you with your questions if you would like to call me at 425-641-5214. This is Nancy Jutton, the Business Bio Expert, and your Get Known to Get Paid mentor. It's your story. Tell it well, and take some inspired action so you can get known to get paid with the Jumpstart that will make the difference. I can't wait. I hope you're feeling the same. Go to authenticvisibility.com/jumpstart to say yes to your success, and I will be looking forward to the journey we take together starting immediately. Thanks again, and we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.